true meditation means simply to be without purpose or goal, sitting quietly, doing nothing, accepting of whatever arises, not hindering things when they pass. This is true meditation. There is a story of an old Zen master who lay dying. His disciples gathered around him, seeking a last word of wisdom. He looked at them with tired eyes and whispered, "I don't want to die." Meditation isn't a cure for anything, nor is it a barrier to ward off anything. Religion, despite what you might have heard, is not about changing the world. Religion is about how you meet the world. Do you greet life openly, with attention, as if it were an honored guest? Or do you greet life cagily, warily, looking for an excuse to get away, as if life were some distant relative you don't really like, who's arrived uninvited, and you desperately want an excuse to skip off to the life you'd rather be having? A sense of purpose, a pressing goal you need to realize, might be a noble thing to dedicate your life to, but it might just be another strategy, an excuse for not meeting life. I'd love to stop and talk, but I have things to do, people to see. Well, what if you don't have somewhere more important to be? What if you don't have something more important to do? Suppose there was no higher purpose, no end to justify the means. What if this actual life right now, was the most important thing? What if there was nothing else? No other purpose, no higher goal, and you were able to meet this moment, this person, yourself, fresh, unguarded, free? When the monk Rinzai asked Master Obaku, "What is the great purpose of Buddhism which has been transmitted from master to disciple?" the answer he got was a sharp one. Obaku struck Rinzai over the head and said, "Nothing."